On a mild, sunny midwinter day at the old Capitol in Tallahassee, Ronald Dion DeSantis placed his left hand on the Bible, raised his right hand, and repeated the 63-word oath of office as Florida's 46th governor. Drawing on his naval career in his 16-minute address, DeSantis promised he would not be a rudderless vessel.
My compass will be set on the principles reflected in the constitutional oath to which I have just taken. These principles endure not because they are partisan. They aren't. They endure because they are right.
The new governor spent much of his speech outlining his first-term agenda, which he says will include action to save Florida's waterways.
We will fight toxic blue-green algae. We will fight discharges from Lake Okeechobee. We will fight red tide. We will fight for our fishermen. We will fight for our beaches. We will fight to restore our Everglades. And we won't let the foot draggers stand in our way.
As governor, DeSantis continues Republican control of the State House, which emphasizes tax cuts, the growth of school voucher programs, and a deep skepticism about expanding the state's health care safety net. He pointed to current problems within the health care system.
The escalating cost of medical care, prescription drugs, and health insurance has wreaked havoc on family budgets, priced many out of the market entirely, and has put significant stress on our state budget. The current system is riddled with perverse incentives. It intrudes on the doctor-patient relationship, and it's mired in bureaucracy and red tape.
However, DeSantis offered no proposals or ideas on health care during his address, nor did he lay out any plan for education other than to advocate for parental choice.
One size does not fit all. No family should be denied the opportunity for their child to succeed due to insufficient income or to living in the wrong zip code. And this opportunity must extend to every Floridian, regardless of race, color, or creed.
Elsewhere, the new governor pledged to stand with the communities in the panhandle that were leveled by Hurricane Michael in October and support those in the military and first responders. Then he reiterated his desire to lead with purpose and conviction.
If the legislature engages in wasteful spending, I will veto it. If local official is neglectful of required duties, I will remove that official. If our environment is threatened, I will move to protect it.
DeSantis is succeeding Governor Rick Scott, who was termed out and then elected as Florida's junior U.S. Senator in November.
Senator Scott, your laser-like focus on improving Florida's economy has meant so much in the lives of so many. You are leaving a strong foundation from which we here today can build. He will continue to be a champion for Florida and the United States Senate.
In his first term, DeSantis will get a chance to remake the 7-member Supreme Court, with 3 left-leaning justices retiring this week as required by law. He told the inaugural gathering that while the judiciary is important, it must be limited.
For far too long, Florida has seen judges expand their power beyond constitutional bounds and substitute legislative will for dispassionate legal judgment. Judicial activism ends right here and right now.
At 40 years of age, Gen Xer Ron DeSantis is the 4th youngest governor in Florida history and the youngest in more than a century. The youngest was Marcella Stearns, who was 34 when he took office in 1874. Then it was 36-year-old Park Trammell in 1913 and William Sherman Jennings, who was 37 in 1901. Also taking their oaths of office were Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried, Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis, and Attorney General Ashley Moody. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.